BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents in Ndwetwe, north of Durban, have voiced concern over a limestone mine they say has been operating illegally in the town. Representatives from the KZN Legislature's Economic Development and Tourism Portfolio Committee met with the community at Kwadukuza Town Hall yesterday. Valencia Nkwanyana, who lives in Ward 15, says the mine's been running for years, adding that those desperate for work are suffering.
We are pleading with the Economic Development and Tourism Department to create more job opportunities instead, because the ongoing illegal lime mining is currently being abused in the area and some people are dying as a result of it being ignored.
The committee says a team will be sent to assess the situation. The department will also escalate the matter to the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe to ensure that the proper permits are issued for legitimate mining activities. Now, over 65,000 SASSA beneficiaries affected by Tala's pending provisional liquidation have been temporarily transferred to FNB. The grant recipients couldn't access their money when Tala's operations were frozen about 2 weeks ago. SASSA's issued a statement to say that it's teamed up with FNB to open accounts for these beneficiaries in the interim. They've been given 3 months to provide the agency with their preferred bank's details. The majority of the affected grant recipients are in KZN, with a smaller number in Mpumalanga, the Eastern Cape, Gauteng, the Free State, Northwest and the Western Cape. Economic Development MEC Musa Zondi says account holders haven't been able to transact since Thursday.
Since Thursday, that has been disabled. If you have a card, if you have an account, you can't take out, you can't do anything. That is the thing that is worrisome, because suddenly it actually commits a crime, because that money does not belong to the bank. It does not belong to Italaso. So now what is happening is that people's monies are kept away from them. I would venture to say illegal, because that money, there is no agreement for the owners of that money not to access that money.
Itala is preparing for a legal battle tomorrow to avoid liquidation, which the Prudential Authority has deemed urgent to protect the funds of over 200,000 depositors. And seven people have been injured after a fire broke out on a passenger plane in South Korea. Local media reports say the blaze may have been caused by a portable battery stored in an overhead compartment. Authorities say the fire started in the rear section of the Airbus, which was about to fly to Hong Kong. The flames damaged the fuselage. Close to 180 passengers and crew members had to be evacuated via inflatable slides. A recap of our lead story. Residents in Ndwetwe, north of Durban, have voiced concern over a limestone mine they say has been operating illegally in the town. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Ditara Nadesan.